I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A Middle Tennessee hospital system is in hot water for suing patients and garnering their wages over medical debt. Williamson County Medical Center has sued about 3,000 patients for unpaid bills in the past 5 years, WSMV reports. That's a highly controversial practice that many hospitals have abandoned amid scrutiny. Clarksville police have a new device for testing drug testing in the field. It uses a mouth swab to detect THC, amphetamines, and other compounds. The department says officers will use the tech at scheduled checkpoints and in fatal crash investigations. A longtime Tennessee legislator has died after a brief illness. G.A. Hardaway started representing Memphis in the State House in 2007, shifting from the 92nd District to the 93rd in 2013 after the legislative maps were redrawn. He was among the more vocal Democrats in the House and was also a leader in both the Black Caucus and the Shelby County delegation. Hardaway also frequently appeared on WREG-TV in Memphis to explain what was going on in the legislature to his constituents. Due to a filing error, Hardaway was not on the ballot for re-election this year. Before the General Assembly ended its session yesterday, the House passed a resolution honoring his service and wishing him well. Hardaway was not able to be there, presumably due to the illness. His family tells WREG he passed away early this morning at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Several of his fellow lawmakers quickly issued heartfelt statements of grief. House Minority Leader Karen Camper remembered Hardaway as a, quote, dear friend, trusted confidant, and steady presence, and described him as someone who lifts up the voices of people who often go unheard. Senator Ramesh Akberi called him a fighter and a fierce advocate for Memphis, who, in her words, led with heart and treated everyone with dignity. G.A. Hardaway was 71 years old.